News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Jeff Bezos is tying the knot in Venice at a $20 million wedding to Lauren Sanchez. The happy couple's bliss has been disrupted, though, by protesters unhappy with the billionaire's presence in the Italian city. And Nick Pisa, journalist for the Daily Mail, is in Venice and he joins us now. Nick, what's the mood like there this morning?
Good morning. Well, it's a lovely, hot, warm, sunny morning here in Venice, and the festivities are due to kick off later today with a open-air aperitivo in the Madonna dell'Orto Church over in the north side of Venice, and then it will progress tomorrow with a wedding ceremony of sorts. I say of sorts because we can maybe come on to that in a short while. And then there's an end of wedding party on Saturday. Lots of preparations being put into place. The security is tight. There's a no-fly zone with drones. There's security everywhere guarding the various venues and VIP guest list, including Ivanka Trump, her husband, Katy Perry, no Orlando Bloom, as we all know, they've recently split up, Lady Gaga, Oprah Winfrey, lots of VIP people here, and obviously the businesses and hotels of Venice are doing a roaring trade because this wedding is bringing millions and millions into the city, but there are a lot of people who aren't at all happy with it. Yeah. There are protest groups that have been set up.
Despite the roaring trade. And are the protests still taking the form that we've heard of? They're asking people to come with snorkels and flippers and inflatables.
Well, that was the plan for Saturday. But then there was a change of venue. The wedding planners and the the couple themselves, in discussion with the local authorities, because of this protest that was planned with snorkels and masks and flippers, as you say, have decided to move it from the island of San Giorgio to the main island, if you like, of Venice itself, to a place called the Arsenale, which is a very old shipbuilding, yacht-making chandlery, which is what Venice was built on, basically, back in the Middle Ages. It's got very high walls. There's lots of warehouses there that have been converted into party venues, if you like. And that's where the main party will be held on Saturday. It's also because it's easier to defend. It's harder, if you like, not that they're predicting or expecting sort of street battles or anything like that, but they're saying it is easier to thwart protesters there because it's a lot harder to get to. So that's why the venue was moved to there.
Okay. Tell us, you said a wedding of sorts.
A wedding of sorts, yes. Thank you for reminding me. So yesterday I rang Venice City Hall, City Council, and said, could you talk me through how your communal garden billionaire ties the knot then here in Venice as an expat? And they said to me, well, actually, Nick, it's interesting you should say that. They haven't actually applied for a marriage license, so no official wedding will be taking place here in Venice. He said to me that if any ceremony was carried out, it would not be legal under Italian law. It wouldn't be recognised as a wedding because to get married in Italy, it obviously has to take place by a religious minister or by an official from the town hall to have a civil ceremony. He pointed out that when George Clooney married Amal here in Venice in 2014, the mayor married them and then there was a civil ceremony in the town hall as well. So he is saying that as far as he is aware, that there is no official wedding.
So this would be the semblance of a wedding without actually being one.
Exactly. It looks to me and to the official at the town hall that it's just an excuse for a 3-day mega party that's costing upwards of $20 million by the sounds of it.
Goodness. Before I let you go, though, the banners, no space for Bezos, the people.
Yes.
Is that still going strong?
That's still going strong, yes. I spoke with them last night, actually, and the fact that the venue was moved from the Square of Misericordia to the mainland, they said that is a victory for them, and they said that they will continue protesting. They have got a planned protest on Saturday, marching from the Venice main railway station into the heart of the town. But they also said to me last night, be prepared for surprise action. They wouldn't say that was what that would do exactly, but they said be prepared for other things to take place in the next few days. They have had strong banners, as you've seen, from various buildings, public buildings across Venice.
Yeah, I have seen.
But they say that they are planning on other action.
George Clooney looks like he got off lightly by comparison. But look, thank you for that this morning, Nick.
You're welcome.
We may speak to you again, depending on what happens. That is Nick Pisa there, journalist from the Daily Mail in Venice.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.